long ago. My Jesus settled it all. I can truly say,
all right,
he has washed my sins away. But the old account was settled long ago.
All right now.
Right, if you don't mind helping me to say, long ago, long ago, I know my Jesus settled it all. Long ago, long ago, I know my Jesus settled it all.
Yes, he did.
He has washed my sins away, but the old account was settled long ago.
If y'all don't mind, I want to say it again.
Long ago, long ago, I know my Jesus settled it all.
Yes, he did.
Long ago, long ago, I know Jesus settled it all.
Yes, he did.
I can truly say he has washed my sins away. But the old account was set up long ago.
Listen.
There was a day that I, oh Lord, I could not,
yes,
I could not pay.
Something about us.
But God, oh, Almighty sent his son Jesus to pay my debt.
Yes,
he went out on Calvary, shed his precious blood for you and me. But the old account was settled long ago.
Right.
You don't mind helping me to say, long ago, long ago, I know my Jesus settled it all. Long ago, long ago, I know my Jesus settled it all. My sins away, but the old account was set up long ago.
I want to say that verse again.
Say it again, bro.
There was a debt that I owe.
Yes.
Lord, I could not.
I just couldn't.
I could not pay.
Come on, Will.
But God, Almighty,
yes, sir,
send his son Jesus,
oh, yes,
to take my place. He went out on Calvary. He shed his blood for you and me. But the old account was set up long ago.
Help me say it again, Dwight.
Long ago, long ago,
my sins away. But the old account was set up long ago.
Liz.
It was set up long ago.
When he went to the cross.
It was set up.
Long ago,
long ago,
when he went to the cross,
it was settled.
Long ago,
long ago,
he went in that grave,
it was settled.
Long ago,
long ago,
when he went to the grave,
it was settled.
Yeah. Long ago,
long ago,
he stayed there,
it was settled. Uh-huh.
Friday,
yes. Long ago,
stayed right there,
it was settled.
On Saturday,
long ago,
early,
it was settled.
Early one Sunday morning,
yes. Long ago,
early,
it was settled.
One Sunday morning,
long ago,
he got up,
it was settled.
Out of that grave,
long ago,
Jesus got up,
it was settled.
For you and me,
yes. Long ago,
Jesus got up.
Long ago,
he got up. He got up.
Long ago,
couldn't operate.
He was set up.
Hold him down.
Long ago,
couldn't operate.
He was set up.
Hold him down.
Long ago, my sins away, but the old account was settled. But the old account was settled.
Yes, sir.
But the old account was settled long ago.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
It was settled.
Hallelujah.
Long ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
come on now.
Yes, sir, God.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir, God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
It was settled.
Long ago.
That's it. We didn't know which way we were going,
right? Yes, sir,
or why we were doing it, but it was settled.
Long
ago.
Thank you.
Long ago. Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Oh God, I thank you.
Thank you, God.
Oh God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Thank you. Hallelujah, God.
It's all right.
Oh God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Let him have his way.
Thank you.
That's so good.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, sir, God.
It's all right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Glory, God. Glory, God.
Amen. I come to you today giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine.
Yeah.
Recognize my pulpit associates, Reverend MacMillan, Minister Riley, my lovely wife, and my beautiful, beautiful church family.
Yes. Thank you, God.
It's an honor, a privilege, and as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer.
Yes.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Speak, Lord, for someone is in need of a word. Speak, Lord, for no one needs to hear from me, but they need to hear from thee. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for someone is crying. Someone knows not which way to go. Speak, Lord. Oh God, I call on you as I come to you, as humble as I know how, asking you to just take complete control of my mind, body, and soul, and use me any way that you see fit, Lord.
Thank you. Yes.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes, sir.
In this vessel, in this place, on this day, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. All twisted and tangled now.
Right.
Between, I told them in Sunday school and back in the office that between Reverend MacMillan and my daughter, I think they get together and take my notes, get on my computer, somebody. Maybe Shana knows how to hack into my computer.
Yes, indeed.
Hacking everyone else. Because they seem to get right where I am without me saying anything to them. They get right where I am, and they get that from places that just don't make sense how they get there. It could only be the Spirit of the Lord bringing that together. There's two places in Scripture I want to read this morning, because what we'll be talking about this morning is praise, and I didn't know how that would fit, but God did, because we've been on a theme of praise all morning, and everything just seems to be coming together. So I just want to read a couple of scriptures to you. One, the first one comes from 2 Chronicles. In fact, I had given Gerald this to read as the scripture, but then this scripture that Reverend MacMillan came up with in Sunday school superseded that. So I want to just read a few verses from that. So, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And if you start with the first verse, and then I'm going to skip down a bit. First verse says, "It came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle." And then if you go down to 15, and I'm just reading the B portion of 15, it says, "Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." And then if you just look at verse 21, it says, "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And verse 22 says, and when they began to sing and to praise, and you can go and read that, it talks about what God did then. He set ambushments against the children of Ammon. And then, if you turn to Acts chapter 16, start with verse 23. It says, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosened. Hallelujah. We're using this morning a theme, the Christian goal with a colon. And it finishes with experiencing the power of perpetual praise. The Christian goal, experiencing the power of perpetual praise. You see, the two scriptures that I read have in common that you find both situations, dire situations, both sets of people in trouble, not knowing which way to go or which way to turn, but right in the midst of their trials, right in the midst of their mess, right in the midst of their situation, they praised God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They praised Him. And you know, this, the world that we live in, you know, you have to finish that almost. That everybody knows a lot going on now. So many things, perilous times and unpredictable. You just, every time you think you got it halfway figured out, you find that you don't. You just get hit from somewhere, you said, now, where did that come from?
And yes, yes.
How to get this?
Yes.
It's hard to find someone or friend that you can count on some of the time. And it's impossible to find a friend or someone that you can count on all of the time.
Oh, yes.
And even if you were, it was, if it were possible, if you did find that friend that you could count on all of the time, that friend might not be accessible to you when you need them. You might be out of town, or they might be somewhere else, or their phone may have died, which is the problem that we have. That when somebody's phone died, we panic. That's a total disconnect now. And talking about the phone that Shana had on the bulletin, when the phones were like that, it used to be that when you leave home, it was a disconnect.
That's right.
Matt?
And if you couldn't find a phone booth, you couldn't call home, but nobody expected you to call because they figured you couldn't find a phone booth yet. So we had a lot less stress than
we had
to put up with, and we trusted God that He would get you from here to where you were going. And so we figured, it should have been a 4-hour drive, and you didn't get there in 4 hours. We figured you ran into traffic or something else happened, but we knew not to panic because it didn't make any sense because we could not dial you up or send you a text.
Yes.
Send him a text. He's probably driving. He can get to his phone. But we're in perilous times. And you look around the world now, and down in Louisiana's flooding, and telling the people to evacuate. And thank God that He had mercy on us that we're not in that situation right now. But we thought we was in a situation like that yesterday when over at Crabtree, there's something going on there which we just didn't figure that would happen here, but it happens everywhere. It's perilous times. There's a lot going on. We're in times when the children at the amusement parks are in danger now, and they're in danger because of the almighty dollar. We don't want to regulate and take away money to make sure that the children are safe, so we say we can spare a child here and there. And after all, there's only 4,000 of them being hurt each year. Perilous times. But today I just want to share with you, I just want to just talk to you about one who you can count on.
Yes.
One who will be there every time and every place.
Every place.
And He will be on time.
Every time.
You're always on time. I was brought to my mind when I was studying that song, and I wrote it down that God is still on the throne.
Yes, He is. Still on the throne. Mm-hmm.
No matter what it sounds like. And again, with Shameless phone, that the songwriter that says that within your bosom you have a phone.
Yes.
You're talking about the kids, imagining that picture that Shana had. You imagine that picture that we had back in the day when they sung that song. That in your bosom you had a phone, that big old But it said that wherever you walk, you're not walking alone because God is still on the throne. And if you're in distress, just call Him. And I want to change that word to say, if you're in distress, just praise Him. If you are oppressed, just praise Him. And when storms assail you and others have fail you, praise Him. Whenever men abuse you, whenever friends misuse you, when you're in doubt and you can't find your way out, praise Him. Hallelujah. The quickest way to get to God is you can reach Him on the praise line.
Yeah.
I looked at the bulletin and I see all of the hotlines that Shana put down there. I said, that's just perfect because it speaks to everything, and it's good reference for you. That if you worry, it's got a scripture there. If you fearful, it's got a scripture there. And it goes on, but if you need to reach God, the easiest way to do it is on the praise line. Psalms 22:3 says, but Thou art holy, O Thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. In other words, God inhabits the praises of His people.
Oh, yes.
So when you praise God, it says, I'm creating an atmosphere that blends me and God and the Holy Spirit. We all mess. So when I praise God, I'm with God.
All right now.
When I praise Him, I'm with Him. No matter what's going on or what the situation might be, if I can but praise Him right in the midst of a storm, right in the midst when I can't see my way out, right in the midst of my worry, right in the midst of my concern, if I would just praise Him.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Christian goal is to experience the power of perpetual praise. It may comfort us to know that in all of our complaints, that God may sometimes seem to be far away from us. But if we would just yet praise Him, in due time, He would change our despair to hope.
Yes. Yes.
In due time. He said, you think you can't last any longer. But God knows how long.
Yes, He does.
God knows how much you can bear. God knows what you're going through. Yes. And if you in the midst of whatever your storm, just praise Him.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
My hope is in God, so I will praise Him.
Yes.
No matter what. We look at the words, the Christian goal, we're experiencing the power of perpetual praise. Perpetual. Look at it, it says ceaseless. It never ends. It's constant. So if you can but keep in your mind that if I can stay in contact with God 24/7, if I can stay with Him constantly, if I never let go, if I do forget for a second, that I can just praise Him as soon as I think of
Him. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Every time something gets me down, I should have the presence of mind to start counting my ups.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
And I guarantee you, your ups will outnumber your downs if you would just start counting that. You can start like they used to say all the time in everybody's prayers, that He got me up this morning and He started me on my way.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I got up and somebody said, I had a pain in my left leg. But my right leg was working.
Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Both arms were going.
Yes.
Three out of four ain't bad. But I guarantee you, every time you are down, you can count more up. So perpetual, just constantly staying in contact with God.
And
then as the word power. In Job 9:19, it says with Job, over there in Job, he says, if I speak of strength, as Job talking, he says, if I speak of strength, lo, He is strong.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just want you to get a picture of God and God's power. And this chapter of Job, it's a description, a magnificent description of God's power. Lo, He is strong.
Yes.
The Hebrew word for strong signifies a conquering, prevailing strength. He is strong. And the superlative degree is intended here. In other words, He is most strong.
Most strong.
He is El Shaddai. He is God Almighty. He is the beginning and the end. He is Alpha and Omega.
Yes, sir.
His almightiness lies in this, that he can do whatever he desires. He is all-powerful.
Yes.
And then the word praise. What is praise? Mm-hmm. Praise is the means by which we are transported into the realm of the supernatural and into the power of God Almighty. Psalms 89 and 15 says it like this. It says that blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance.
Yes.
It transports us into the presence of God Almighty. Christian goal to experience the power of perpetual praise. And you might know somebody in your lifetime that they may not always be praising God, but it seemed like every time you saw them, they were praising God. It's just perpetually, they always had something to say. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just stayed on a constant high. It just looked like when everybody else is down and murmuring, and we had somebody in life that just stayed perpetually there with God, and they could always lift you up.
Yes.
That's the Christian goal, to experience the power of perpetual praise.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing can hold me down, because in my bosom I have a phone, and all I got to do is call him up.
Call him up.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah. So why is praising so important? There's just a couple of points here. Number one, you praise God because he deserves our praise.
Yes.
Psalms 138:5 says he's full of glory. Psalms 145:3 says he's great. Daniel 2:20 says he's wise and powerful.
That's right.
Psalms 107:8 says he's good.
Yes, he's good.
Psalms 89:1 says he's merciful and faithful.
Yes, he is.
Psalms 18:46 says he's one who saves us.
Yes.
When Kings, 1 Kings 8:56, he promises and keeps his promises. He pardons sin according to Psalms 103:1-3. Psalms 136:25 says, and he gives us our daily bread.
Yes, yes.
He deserves our praise. Number two, why is praising so important? He commands our praise in his word. So he commands that we should praise him. Psalms 148:1-10 tells us that all of creation is commanded to give praise to God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He have also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, all ye praise the Lord. So he's commanded that we praise him. He's commanded that things praise him. All of earth should praise him.
Yes.
For he's commanded it in his word. And if we don't praise him,
all right,
my Bible tells me that even the rocks will cry out.
That's right.
I don't want no rock crying for me.
Amen.
Amen. And then the final point. You should praise God, because when you praise him, he empowers us. When you praise God, he inhabits the praises of his people. So he empowers us when we praise him. The first scripture, when old Jehoshaphat, when all of the nations turn against him, they started rumoring that do you know what's going on? Do you know that everybody is turning against you? They're going to come and destroy you. But Jehoshaphat knew a God, and when he talked to the Lord, and the Lord said to him, be not afraid. Don't get dismayed. Don't let this world get you all twisted and tangled up with everything that's going on and what might happen next. He said, don't you worry about that, because the battle is not yours.
Yes.
He said, but the battle belongs to me. That scripture goes on, and it says, and when Jehoshaphat had consulted with the people, he appointed singers and that should praise the beauty of holiness, and he set them out before the army. You know, they talk about now in this world how they're gonna fight ISIS, is the magic word now.
Yes.
Everybody got a different opinion. How are you gonna fight it, and what you gonna do, and how you gonna do this, and what you gonna do? But old Jehoshaphat said, I've talked with everybody around, and they all got different plans of how we ought to go about this. But after he had talked with God's people, he realized that before we go into battle, why don't we put the praisers out front?
Right. Yes.
Come on there.
He said, while we're in this mess, have you ever thought about how we got in this mess in the first place? And we probably got ourselves in it by not doing what God told us to do. So what we ought to do is to do what God told us to do, and maybe we can praise our way out of this mess. Hello, America.
That's right.
He said he put them out front to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever.
Forever.
And when they began to sing and to praise God, he inhabited the praises of his people, and he destroyed Jehoshaphat's enemies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. But let me tell you one other story. See, Paul and Silas, they found themselves in trouble. Mm-hmm. Not because they had done anything so bad or because they were bad people. They were simply following the example of their Lord, their Savior. They were doing like Jesus. They were going about doing good.
That's right.
All right.
But because they had cast a spirit out of a girl, that the local Philippine authorities beat them and threw them in jail.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm. And after they beat them and they put them, they fastened them down, my Bible tells me, in stocks. So they locked them up where they could hardly move.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If anything like me, if I can't stay in the same place too long, I'm going to start cramping. And if I'm locked up, I can't move my legs in a way that I can get rid of the cramp because I'm pinned down. And so they had them locked up. And if you know anything about the prisons back in that time, it was a dark dungeon. It was not like it was a dungeon. They were thrown off into a dungeon, and now they are locked up and tied up and in pain because they've been beaten. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of all of this,
all right then,
Paul and Silas could be heard singing. Mm. Praising the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Saying that his mercy endureth forever. Uh-huh. He's still in charge. All I got to do is call him up.
All
so
right
in the middle of the mess, I guess the other prisoners were wondering, what are they thinking? Everybody else is crying and boo-hooing because we're in pain and we're on lockdown. But Paul and Silas, we're praying and praising the Lord.
Yes, yes.
The Lord heard their cry.
Yes.
Mm. The scripture says that at midnight.
At midnight.
Paul, that's the darkest.
Yeah, at midnight.
Midnight. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Paul and Silas prayed and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and then suddenly there was a great earthquake.
Yes.
So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Mm-hmm. Immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose.
All right then.
You'd be surprised at what God can do. Hallelujah. When God's people start to praise his name, when God's people start to praise God, you just don't know what can happen. When God's people praise him, praise him because God has brought you through storms and trials and tribulations, praise him. Praise God because you made it here today. Praise him because you're still walking. Praise him. Praise God because you might not be here tomorrow to praise him. Praise God when you're riding high on a cloud. And praise him when you're all the way down to the ground. Praise him. Praise God when you have plenty, and praise God when you don't have any.
Yes, sir.
Praise him when you're happy, and praise him when you're sad. For God inhabits the praises of his people. Have you learned to rejoice in everything? It's the Christian goal. Experiencing the power of perpetual praise. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always.
Always. Mm.
Then a little later says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Everything.
Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say,
rejoice.
Yes. So you might be going through something now, but yet praise Him. Mm-hmm. You might have concerns in your mind about your loved ones, yet praise Him.
Praise.
But when you praise God, He inhabits the praises of His people.
Thank you, God.
The Christian goal, experiencing the power of a perpetual praise. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for always being near. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, that we but must open up our minds and open up our mouths and call on you.
Yes.
To find that you, as your promise, you never will leave us alone.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for your constancy. We thank you, Lord, for your endless grace. We thank you, Lord,
thank you,
for being there every time we call.
Yes.
It's in Jesus' name.